I wonder if the world is still there. That thought surprised me. I wasn't expecting things to change overnight. Yes, it marked an end to 2020, thankfully, but not a wholesale change from the rest of the year. Yet as I walked to the living room, I found myself feeling dread. After a pause for a deep breath, I threw open the drapes and gazed upon the beautiful trees, the birds eating heartily at the feeder, and the sun's warmth. I realized that in my mind's eye, I had imagined black, scorched earth, bare trees, and no signs of life anywhere, much like the end of the world movies I've seen. That seemed like the way that 2020 would go out. I then looked at the news on my phone. Were there tragedies elsewhere? Laughing at myself, I realized that I could not imagine 2021 coming in quietly on the heels of the chaos of what was 2020. Perhaps you can relate. There have been so many changes to our lives over the previous year, so much uncertainty. I don't think any of us anticipated that all that has happened over 2020. It's not surprising we might anticipate a continuation of challenges. Fear and anxiety are constricting emotions. When experiencing them, our body tightens up, the heart closes off. Alternatives to situations and circumstances are difficult to imagine. These emotions have a way of taking the imagination on a frightening journey, which in turn increases fear and anxiety. The imagination is powerful and can take us to frightening as well as to exciting places. It can take us to the depths and to the heights. The imagination can both take us there as well as to help navigate those spaces. Just as the imagination can create fear, the imagination can also help to come up with creative ways to respond. For example, Dr. Brené Brown, the shame and resilience researcher, describes fear appearing as a scarcity mentality, or thinking that there's not enough. An alternative is to imagine abundance, that there is more than enough to go around, and practicing gratitude. We think small when we think there's not enough. Imagination defined is the forming of new ideas, images, or concepts of external objects that are not present to our senses. In other words, the imagination is coming up with ideas for things that don't have physical substance to them. Things like hope, curiosity, wonder, gratitude, empathy, love, connection. These are all grown in the imagination, and they are spiritual, meaning relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. Antidotes to fear and anxiety. These spiritual imaginings nourish the soul, are life-giving, opening, freeing, and healing. The imagination can be used to navigate the changes as they occur in our lives. And the imagination may also be used to promote change. Maybe you, like me, experienced some glimmers of hope for the world on January 20th, beginning to imagine new possibilities. Change becomes possible through the imagination. Thomas More, a monk, psychologist, and author, holds a conviction that deep change in life follows movements in the imagination. When we enter the arena of fantasy and imagination, change becomes possible. A few months ago, I came across a poet activist, Alora Levins Morales. Their poetry ignited my imagination, passion, curiosity, and hope. It reminded me of why I am in ministry. Morales invites us to imagine that another world is possible, a world where injustices and violence no longer exist. The world they describe is one that I want to inhabit, and therefore, I imagine ways that I might make that dream a reality and then put them into practice. Once something is imagined, it can be made real. Pablo Picasso is said to have said, "Everything you can imagine is real." For me, this means that it is a real world that we dream about. Unfortunately, I don't think the imagination is like that of Harry Potter from the J.K. Rowling novels, wherein Harry inadvertently released a snake at the zoo from its enclosure simply by imagining it. For us mere mortals, we must do the work to make it so, to make the real world come to life. Yet it is real. Imagining something different and then bringing it into existence. Imagining possibilities gives the heart space to expand and to open. In that openness, new things are born. Children have excellent imaginations and are often quite skilled at creating alternative worlds. Worlds in which they are the head of the household, the boss, the teacher, the superhero. Worlds where unfair situations are made fair, where wrongs are made right, where pain is transformed and healed. We seem to lose track of this type of play as we age, at least a little. Books and movies geared toward children encourage children's imaginations and allows adults the opportunity to enter play. Some of my favorite movies are from that genre, imagining a world in which bad things are always righted, where animals can talk, where kindness, compassion, and love prevail. These types of movies help to renew my spirit so that I can continue to work toward a just world here. The world is filled with creative people. The imagination can be sparked from anywhere. The soul does not require that the spark originates within. The spark from the imagination can and often does come from someone or something else. Inspiration for imagination can be found all around us, in the beauty of nature, in the beauty of science, of connection, of relationships, in the beauty of the arts. The soul is comforted, restored, and nourished. Creating a masterpiece yourself, or simply wandering aimlessly through a museum. Writing something or reading something. Fiction and nonfiction alike stir the imagination, being transported to another time, place, and situation, or learning about something and imagining how that information will change your life. Crafting or experiencing poetry. Recently, the nation was moved by the poetry of Amanda Gorman, the first National Youth Poet Laureate. Many UUs enjoy the imagination of the poet Mary Oliver, as her poetry brings alive the images she writes about. For example, this poem titled, "Some Questions You Might Ask." Is the soul solid like iron? Or is it tender and breakable, like the wings of a moth in the beak of an owl? Who has it? Who doesn't? I keep looking around me. The face of the moose is as sad as the face of Jesus. The swan opens her white wings slowly. In the fall, the black bear carries leaves into the darkness. One question leads to another. Does it have a shape? Like an iceberg? Like the eye of a hummingbird? Does it have one lung like the snake and the scallop? Why should I have it and not the anteater who loves her children? Why should I have it and not the camel? Come to think a bit of it, what about the maple trees? What about the blue iris? What about the little stones sitting alone in the moonlight? What about roses and lemons and their shining leaves? What about the grass? Music nourishes the soul through the imagination. Composing, playing, singing, dancing, or just listening. The imagination can help us to navigate the depths of pain, loss, and grief that enters our lives. We keep the legacy of the ancestors through the imagination. Reimage our own story and create a new future. The now retired bluegrass family band Cherry Holmes used music to help the family heal from the grief of the death of one of their children. The parents and remaining children each learned to play an instrument and then formed a band. Their imagination helped to promote healing for the soul. Such a powerful resource, the imagination. It can shape our experience, free us to wonder about the world, to engage with curiosity, to imagine new possibilities, to restore hope, and to promote healing. Imagination makes change possible. Our dreams nourish the soul. Conversely, without imagination, nothing changes. If we stop dreaming, if we cannot see how things would be different, if we begin to constrict, to close off, then fear and anxiety have an opportunity to enter, and change is thwarted. Burnout becomes a real possibility. The soul requires continuous replenishment nourished through the imagination. My dream is of a world in harmony, not necessarily unity, where each of us brings our full, most true, most authentic selves. I dream of a world in which we no longer seek to kill people for any reason. I dream of a day where we value every person, where no person is expendable to be locked up or locked out, where housing and safety is taken for granted by all and not just by the privileged, where we not only honor and respect differences, we seek out and welcome difference. Hope is not an object that can be picked up and held. Instead, it is a thing of the imagination. And though not an object, there is evidence of hope all around us. The seventh principle, the interdependent web of existence of which we are a part, invites us to imagine how we are connected to each other and to everything else. The video of the mother trees we watched earlier illustrates how the unseen connections between trees nurture life. The trees share the resources so that each thrives. Imagine a world where everyone recognized and valued the independent web, our connections to each other, and therefore shared resources so that all would thrive. Imagine that every single being is connected to and is an instrumental piece of the very essence of life. I imagine a vast pool of energy that has taken form in different ways for different purposes, yet everyone, everything is of the same energy pool. My theology developed over many years, beginning in a 12-step program where I began to develop a God of my own understanding and letting go of the God of my childhood. Years later, I found Unitarian Universalism. One of the draws for me was the expansiveness of the UU's imagination for the spirit of life, the mystery of the universe, the divine. Over time, I released a life-limiting and life-draining concept of God I had previously had and imagined an energy that is life-giving and life-affirming, re-imaging God. Regular nourishment of the imagination opens the spirit and fills the soul with hope. May you find inspiration for your imagination in surprising places. May you share your imagination, your dreams with others. May you listen closely to the dreams of others. May we all respect the interdependent web of existence. May we each wake with hope, joy, and excitement on our hearts. May it be so. Amen.